If we then compare animal and human communication, there are five essential differences. One is productivity. Humans are continually creating new expressions and novel utterances by manipulating their language resources. They do this to describe new objects and situations. So productivity, another word for this could be creativity or even open-endedness. And productivity is linked to the fact that the potential number of utterances in any human language is infinite. We can just add and add and add. In comparison to other creatures, this ability doesn't seem to exist. Some insects and animals have very few signals, and it doesn't seem possible for creatures to produce new signals to communicate novel experiences or novel events. So this limiting feature of animal communication is that it's deemed to be of fixed reference. That is, each signal in the system is fixed to a particular object or occasion. And so a dog might growl or a monkey might chatter in a specific manner for a specific kind of situation. Now, although humans might inherit physical features such as brown eyes or dark hair from a parent, humans do not inherit language from their parents. We acquire a language in a culture with other speakers and not from the genes of our parents. So an infant born to a Japanese family in Japan but adopted and brought up from birth by English speakers in another country will have physical characteristics inherited from his or her natural parents but will inevitably speak English and not Japanese. A kitten given comparable early experiences will produce the sounds of a cat regardless of whatever country the cat is raised in. The process whereby a language is passed from one generation to the next is known as cultural transmission. It's clear that humans are born with some kind of predisposition or ability to acquire a language. However, we are not born with the ability to produce utterances in a specific language such as English. Indeed, humans who have been brought up in abnormal ways, grown up in isolation. There's a story of Victor, a child that was found in a forest in France somewhere at the age of 11, and Victor had never had the company of humans, and this affected his ability to acquire language. We now move on to a feature known as displacement. So you can probably say that when your pet cat comes home and stands at your feet calling meow, that you're likely to understand this message as relating to the immediate time and place. And if you ask your cat where it has been and what it was up to, you probably get the same meow response. So animal communication seems to be designed exclusively for this moment, here and now. It cannot effectively be used to relate events that are far removed from this time and place. Humans can do that. They can refer to past time and future time. In fact, they can even refer to time which has never existed, a lie. So this feature known as displacement allows language users to talk about things and events not present in the immediate environment. A very important feature of language is that known as arbitrariness. So, arbitrariness means that there's no natural connection between a linguistic form and its meaning. So, for example, if you see some keys, spelled K-E-Y-S in English, the association between keys, the sound that you make, K-E-S, and the association that it makes with the actual thing, there's no God-given reason for keys to be known as keys. The fact that there's no God-given reason is clearly obvious. We have, in Swedish, we call them nycklar, and in English, we call them keys. So, the relationship between the sign, that is, the keys, as the sign, the combination of sounds that make the word keys, and the keys themselves, the signified, this relationship is arbitrary. We'll look at this in more detail in a moment. Another final important difference is this ability of combining sounds. This is also known as duality. Human language is organized at two levels, or layers, and these levels or layers are simultaneous. So in speech production, we have the physical level at which we can produce individual sounds like N, B, and I. And as individual sounds, none of these have any intrinsic meaning. However, we can join up these sounds in some kind of way. And because of the fact that we can join them up, we can be able to say things. So we can say tin or knit. We can manipulate these individual sounds in different ways. Now, among non-humans, among creatures, each communicative signal appears to be a single fixed form. So your dog can say woof, but probably wouldn't be able to say foo. So by that I mean the dog wouldn't be able to manipulate the sounds in some kind of different way. And here are some examples of that. We have we can say dime instead of dine, or lock instead of rock, for example, in English. And non-humans cannot combine sounds.